The WPHM Morning Show continues with Paul Miller on 1380 WPHM.
It's Wednesday morning, the unofficial theme of the Port Huron Fire Department. Joining us right now is Fire Captain Chris Janik. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Of course, it's not just fire that you folks deal with. Carbon monoxide poisoning is a really big issue that that you got to watch for, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. We see a lot more incidences this time of year, and it's because, you know, we're in our houses, there's lack of ventilation, and so there's a chance if you do have a carbon monoxide problem that it can accumulate inside your home.
In fact, a greater lack of ventilation than ever before because we have these great energy efficient windows. We seal our homes up to keep all the heat in, and it's great, but it doesn't get any fresh air in.
It doesn't. And just to point out, you know, carbon monoxide is it's a color, odorless, tasteless gas, and it's something that we cannot sense ourselves. So you have to have some sort of metering device or a detector to be able to detect it.
Because even the symptoms, you know, drowsiness and lethargy and you know, maybe nausea and things like that, this time of year, if you're starting to feel that way, you say, oh, no, I got that bug that's going around.
Yeah, and again, unfortunately, the symptoms of carbon monoxide, the beginning symptoms do mimic the flu, which is dizziness, headache, weakness, upset stomach, and vomiting. So, I would really recommend to have a carbon monoxide detector in every home.
Yeah, just like with your smoke detectors, make sure that they're working properly and they have batteries and all those other good things.
Absolutely. Yeah, you want to check them. If you do have a carbon monoxide detector, check it annually or twice a year, as we say, spring and fall, just the same time that you check your smoke detectors. Absolutely.
Is it something like a smoke detector you should have on every level and in different parts of the house?
Yeah, recommend having, exactly. One on every level of the house. If you do have one, I would recommend having it close to the sleeping quarters so you can at least hear it in the middle of the night. But yes, we recommend having one on each and every level of the house.
Of course, there are some things that we can do to help prevent, carbon monoxide getting into our home too, aren't there?
Yes, because carbon monoxide is produced from anything that burns fossil fuels, wood. So a lot of the appliances that we have inside the household, furnaces, mm-hmm. water tanks, water heaters, any other heating devices that burn propane or gas, these are all, you can take preventative measures by having these appliances serviced by qualified technicians. Make sure that any of the vent stacks, any of the chimney flues are cleaned out. Make sure they're not blocked. This time of year, of course, with the snow outside, we do tend to see some buildup of snow around some of the vents from our furnaces. So we want to make sure that those areas are cleared out. And of course, animals are attracted to the heat from certain vents and stuff. So sometimes we'll have animals make nests. So just mm-hmm. make sure that there's no blockage in the vents and just double check all your appliances and make sure that they're serviced correctly.
If you have an attached garage, don't leave the car running to warm up in the morning.
Small engines, generators, and of course vehicles. Recommend do not run a vehicle inside, even if it's an attached garage with the garage door open. Still do not recommend doing that. So make sure you pull the car out if you're going to warm up the car.
Yeah, about a year ago we had that windstorm that knocked power out, and we used it. We typically don't use a generator because we don't have one, but we were mm-hmm. able to borrow one, and I had it running. All of a sudden the carbon monoxide detector goes off. Well, it was right next to a vent outside, and sure enough, it was getting into the home. So I'm glad that it went off.
Absolutely. That's a good point, too. Generators produce an extreme amount of carbon monoxide, and people don't realize that even though it's outside, if it is close to a window, it can wrap around and enter the structure. So make sure you've got a good distance when you're running a generator. And of course, obviously keep it outside.
Yeah. Good reminders. Neil, like you said, mm-hmm. if you haven't had your furnace inspected in a while, probably a good idea to make sure that it's checked.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. Have a qualified technician come out. He or she will go through it and make sure it's running correctly.
Yeah, all right. And mm-hmm. on a nice day like this, when we're supposed to get up to 41 degrees, maybe crack the window for 10 minutes to get a little fresh air in the house.
Yeah, absolutely. Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea at all. Yeah. Chris, thanks for coming in. Always appreciate it.
Hey, not a problem. Anytime, Paul. Thank you.
Port Huron Fire Department Captain Chris Shattuck with us on WPHM at 18 past 8 o'clock now.